Hello, everybody, and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse, and we are also the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Go give them a follow today, and while you are there, please follow us too at We Are Marvel Pod, because we need all the friends we can get. We're your hosts. My name is Justin.
My name is Jeremy.
And welcome to the first in-person record for Jeremy and I in about 7 to 8 years.
I don't think it's that long. But
pretty close.
No, it can be that long. It's got to be closer to the 4 or 5.
Well, we didn't have a show back then.
Really? In 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, COVID started.
I think it was late 2019 is when our last in-person recording was.
I don't think we recorded this show in person.
Oh, this show? No, you're right. Never.
And we didn't have Out of Work Sidekicks for a couple of years before then.
Yeah, I want to say we had it late 2018. It was late 2018.
So at least 5 years.
Yeah, jeez.
Yuck. Too long.
I know. It actually kind of feels weird seeing all of him.
I know.
Not just your face.
Yeah.
But
I'm so much better in person.
We're about to find out.
if we cut this episode short.
We'll have recorded evidence if you're better
this
or not.
This is true.
So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's been a while. It's been fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're doing this in person.
I know. It's very strange.
It is.
But looking oddly alluring.
It's so weird.
Yeah, because I mean, I kind of try and have eye contact with, because we've been doing this over Zoom.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we try and have eye contact, but it's a screen, and so I can ignore you and it's fine. But when we're in person, like, I feel like I've had more eye contact with you than I probably had with anybody in the last decade. Because
yeah.
I think it's very strange.
Yeah, no, I think you're
but
right.
I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, I can reach out and touch them for real.
Oh. For those of you that skip past the title of this episode because you're just too excited to get started, we are talking Marvel's newest entry into the cinematic universe, available on Disney Plus right now, Secret Invasion. All 6 episodes are streaming right meow, and we've watched them, and we're going to talk about whether we liked them or not. Spoilers, yes. Mostly.
Yes. Yes, I think that's an accurate representation. Yeah, it's expected more.
Yeah, and we'll get into it and some overall thoughts. But before we do that,
yeah.
Jeremy, even though we're in person and things feel a little looser, we still have to grab our Icarus so we can settle in for Secret Invasion. And by the way, before we do that, we will do some non-spoilers.
Okay, yep.
Because I forgot to do that before the Icarus, but either way, it's fine. We'll just do the Icarus now.
We can also do the non-spoilers now. And
I suppose, but
don't
I already...
Don't grab your Icarus quite
okay.
Yet.
I can do that. That's fine.
Let's do it.
Okay. So don't grab your Icarus. All you people who haven't watched it, you don't deserve any Icarus, yeah, honestly.
That's right. You put it down. Walk away.
Icarus is for winners, okay? that's our stance on this. I'll go over some stat-a-roonies and some overall non-spoilery thoughts then. So Fury and Talos, those two rascals, try to stop the Skrulls, who have infiltrated the highest spheres of the Marvel Universe, more or less. The tagline for this is, "Who do you trust?" Which, in my case, is my good buddy Jeremy.
Oh.
This was created by Kyle Bradstreet and directed by Ali Salim, and it looks like he did every episode.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, and I was kind of looking through because I did the rewatch, and yeah, I'm pretty sure he did every episode,
wow,
which I think is a first.
Okay.
But I could be full of shit, so don't quote me.
And after watching it, I would call you a liar.
I would too, because that's just what I do. Starring Samuel Jackson, Ben Mendelsohn, Kingsley Ben-Adir, Killian Scott, Samuel Adewunmi, Dermot Mulroney, Richard Dormer, Amelia Clark, Olivia Colman, Don Cheadle, Charlaine Woodard, and Christopher McDonald, and Katie Finneran. This originally released between June 21st, 2023 and July 26th, 2023.
Yeah, I'm surprised Amelia Clark's name was so low on that list, because some of those names I don't recognize.
Well, this is all from Wikipedia, so this is just how much Wikipedia values Amelia Clark, which I value Amelia Clark Very much. even more than this show seems to, quite frankly.
Yeah, well said, unfortunately. But yeah, some overall thoughts, though. I'll go real quick here.
And non-spoilery.
Non-spoilery, yes.
So if you haven't watched it, don't be scared. We'll take care of you as best we can.
Yeah. So I as far as I remember, this was really high on my list of shows I wanted to watch, or things I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a big letdown. I do not remember the first trailer, because I only watched the first trailer. All the others, I was like, I'm going to watch it. I'll just save it for then.
True.
This doesn't feel like it was the same show as that. Again, I don't remember it specifically, but I remember more spy thrillery type stuff. And we didn't quite get that in this, I feel.
Fair.
We did somewhat, but not much. I enjoyed it. I liked the way they left us on cliffhangers like they always do. Like, oh man, what's going to happen next week? I was really excited. And some of them were kind of letdowns and some weren't. And as everybody knows, if you've watched this, the last episode was the biggest letdown of them all.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this before. It just felt very rushed, and it didn't live up to what we were hoping for. And I think it was like 30 some minutes, and it's like, you don't have like a time slot you have to fit into. You can run this as long as you want.
And that's what surprised me, because I was looking over it after or during the rewatch, I don't remember. And I mean, it's not only one of the shortest episodes of the season, but also I feel like en masse, the episode runtimes are the shortest we've had, because these are traditionally 6 hours long.
Right.
And they split that between all the episodes. So some might run 50-something minutes, some might run 40-something minutes. There were like two or three episodes that were in the 30-something minute run.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, but why?
Yeah.
Like the writer's strike, I mean, unless they were slacking on the job before then, I don't mean that disparagingly, I'm all for the writer's strike. Fuck you, studios. Like, let's get these writers paid. But, like, unless they were preemptively striking, I feel like this show was in the can long before this happened.
Yeah.
So I don't get the rush, because that's my thing. Like, I was stoked on this. And every episode I was like, God, if they nail the finale, this is the best thing they've ever done.
Right.
Every episode until six. Mm-hmm. And then I went, what happened? Even my wife is just like, that was so disappointing, because it was just... And I even pinpointed it, and we'll go over it in my notes. Like, there is a point.
Mm-hmm.
I think the beginning's rushed-ish, but if you watch it all continuously, it does work.
Okay.
Until you get to the point in my notes. And then it's just, this thing happens, and this, then this, then this, then this. And there's no rhyme or reason for it. There's no real tee-up of anything.
Yeah.
We don't know what this is leading to, if anything, so it almost doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, if they had said... Stay tuned for season two.
Yeah, sure.
At the end. I would have been like, okay, still bad, but okay. You're going to answer these questions, maybe not in the Marvels like you should, but in season two of Secret Invasion.
Right.
But that hasn't happened.
No.
So it's just all of these things, which again, we'll get to in spoilers, for a lot of no reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's...
Yeah, like I said, a letdown.
Yeah. This was the first time I finished a Marvel thing, and I was like, I am genuinely disappointed. Like, I am a big Marvel booster. If you were in the Nerd Cave with us, you would see my office is full of Marvel shit.
It's true.
Other stuff, too.
But yes. Yeah.
Predominantly Marvel stuff.
Yeah. I'm sitting next to a desk full of Marvel.
Yeah.
And, I mean, mostly Cap, which, no surprise there if you know Justin.
Yeah.
But it's all Marvel. It is a full desk.
Yeah.
And it's not like a little school desk. No. We're talking full-size desk.
Yeah, I've grown up. I have a real, real desk now. It's like I said, I loved every episode. And every single one, I was like, God, they're killing it. This is exactly what I wanted.
Okay.
Like, the first five episodes, to me, were pretty close to perfect. Because, I mean, we know what to expect from this Marvel stuff. Mm. There's only so far they're going to go. There's only so far they're going to push things. If they pull a WandaVision, they might not even really acknowledge the finale anyway when they get into the next movie that involves those characters. So it was all pretty par for the course.
Okay.
But this finale was just rushed.
Yeah.
And like we said, like there's 20 things that happen in the last 5 to 10 minutes of the episode that are pretty cool.
But it could be, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't breathe.
Right.
Like, I wrote them as one long paragraph because that's how quick it happens. Like, there wasn't enough time to do another bullet point because it was just this. I'm just like, why? If you took out two of those things mm-hmm. and expanded on the rest, it would have been better.
Right. Yeah, and I go back to, like, why? Why are you rushing this?
Yeah, it's their platform.
Yeah.
These things can be as long or short as they want.
Yep.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
I truly don't. But we'll get more into it when we get into spoilers. So with that, I would watch this. Like, I think it's a fun, solid ride. I would also watch, if you don't have time to watch all six, even though it is considerably shorter than most other shows,
yeah.
I would at least watch 5 and 6, Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace style.
Okay.
Where it's like back-to-back, so it does make it better.
Okay.
Because, you know, you have Fury suiting up at the end. And then going into the next episode. So it's like, it feels like that's almost one big episode.
Okay.
But the ending is still bad.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do to change that. No. Unless you want to pause it and give yourself time to think, what could happen here?
Yeah.
Okay, play. Okay, pause. What could happen with this?
Oh, okay, yeah, that would be great. I hope that's true. Pause. Yeah. So I enjoyed it for the most part. But yeah, like I said, this is the first time in a handful of years that included things like Love and Thunder where I was just like, wow, I'm kind of disappointed because I had a lot of high hopes for this show.
Yeah, same here. Again, it's I think that final episode that kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth for the whole thing. You know, it's just like, it's I don't know how to describe it. It's like you're ready, you're anticipating some, you know, great party or something like that, and you're looking forward to it the whole time and it's all going great, and then something terrible happens at the end and it kind of like, well, this mm-hmm. night sucked. You know, it kind of, the whole night didn't suck, but that ending part that did suck kind of ruined the rest of it. Yeah. And it feels that way, at least.
It's so funny because when things were happening, I was like, wow, that's pretty rushed. But then there was this sort of bomb that drops mm-hmm. before everything speeds to the end. And I was like, oh, so this is what the episode's going to be about.
Okay.
It's not the great way to handle it, but okay. Yeah. This is what the rest of the episode's going to be about. In the next 20, 30 minutes is going to be this. Okay. Not what I expected, but okay.
Right.
Nope. This happens. This is a thing is said that's very important and causes some very bad things to happen.
Yeah.
But does it matter?
We don't know. We don't know when we'll find out either, if we will.
Yeah. Ugh. So, I mean, give it a watch. Judge for yourselves. Yeah. Don't take our stupid words for it.
Exactly.
But I will say, as a devout Marvelian, like, this is the first time where I was genuinely disappointed on my first viewing. And usually I have such rose-colored glasses on with these things.
Yeah.
It takes a couple of viewings for me to go, well, yeah, okay, but that was, yeah. This, immediately after the first one, I was like, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
But if we haven't soured your grapes too much, let's get into some spoilers, grab our Icarus, and get into the meat that is Secret Invasion. It is legit crazy how many people actually die in this fucking show. I wasn't expecting that. And the other thing, like, here's my thing with these shows, and this is why I have really wanted them to hit Blu-ray, which reminds me of a thing that we should talk about.
Okay.
In a second. But, like, this is important.
Yes.
Like
you can't brush past this one.
No. Some legit things, especially now that Armor Wars is a movie, some very right. important things happen, even in that very rushed finale, where it's just like, well, wait a second, this is going to matter. And now, right. like I said, Armor Wars is a movie,
yeah.
so they're going to have to explain what happened.
Yeah.
More so, especially, than they did in the actual fucking show. So the thing that I want to talk about is WandaVision getting a pseudo release physically.
Oh, okay.
I say pseudo because it doesn't have discs.
Okay.
Or a digital code. It's a case that has cover art and everything.
Yeah.
And it has some memorabilia inside, like postcards and other little things that would fit in a Blu-ray, you know, steelbook kind of case.
Okay.
With no discs. And it doesn't seem like it was sanctioned by Disney, but it's also from the company that Disney goes to to okay. release this stuff.
Weird.
I haven't seen any updates on it since, but like when I saw the headline, I was like, oh, cool. Like I have a copy on DVD with case already because of the reasons that I was able to do that. But like to have a legit one, that's awesome. I'd take that all day.
Right.
Throw mine in the big fire. It's fine. I want a real one. And that could mean they're doing it for all the shows, because WandaVision was the first show, so they're finally doing it. They'll keep doing it if it sells.
Okay.
But there's no disc.
Yeah, so
there's weird. The show isn't actually there. It's just a placeholder to put on your shelf, which, again, I get. That's essentially why I bought what I have. Right. I don't watch them. Like, it's so I have a case to go in my timeline on my shelf.
Right, because you would just watch it digitally anyways.
Yeah.
But still, there should be codes.
You would think.
But I guess they wouldn't because they're like, no, just keep subscribing to our Disney Plus.
But why not? See, and this is like back when Stranger Things started, Netflix released the first season of Stranger Things on disc.
Okay.
I don't think they did the second, third, fourth, and fifth, but they did the first. And I mean, a lot of these shows are one-offs, but like this show, more than almost any other show, should be on disc. Because between Hill dying and Rhodey seemingly being a Skrull since Civil War.
Right.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
A very big deal like, that people need to know about.
And need to be talked about.
Yeah. Like the Ross thing doesn't end up actually mattering because they've essentially said, well, it was after Wakanda Forever and he's already back. So by the next time we see him, he might mention it, but it doesn't fucking matter.
Sure.
They'll WandaVision it and it'll be like, oh yeah, I know you took over Westview, but I don't really care. So anyway, but like Hill died.
Yeah.
And Rhodey's been a Skrull since Civil War.
Yeah. And the Hill thing. Okay, sure. You can bring a Skrull and have her now be Murray Hill, but that's not the same at all. And I don't even know if you can. Can you? No, they can. They can continue to
be. I mean, that's what she was in Far From Home. But, and again, you could also never show her again. And as much as I like Kobe Smulders, you could never show that character again. And I think we would probably forget. Like, people like us would go, oh, where's she been? It'd be nice to see her again. But in the long run, you could, you know, write her off, and it's fine.
Yeah, she's off doing something else.
Yeah, but like, big stuff happens in this thing. It's just very strange.
It is, yeah. Well, and I got questions on these things. We'll wait till you get there. Right. I'll wait.
So the first episode's called Resurrection. So Everett Ross meets up with some whack job who's discovered Skrulls exist, and Ross turns out to be one, which is pretty cray-cray. I do like that they kind of, because one of the things I was wondering was like, well, how does he have Hill's number? How's he able to call for evac and all this stuff if it's not him? And then it does raise the question of how long has it been him?
Right.
But they sim the memories.
Right.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
In general, aside from a nice shock moment for the opening pilot, it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah.
But we see Fury come back from space and Skrulls that are hiding out in Russia, calling it New Skrullos. I like the idea that they grow and consume only native Skrull food and drink. Like they're very devout Skrulls.
Yeah.
Like we don't eat the people food and, you know, drink their mead. We've got our own. But they also have tons of containment pods holding people that they've replaced. Right. Which is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
And it turns out they have even more, but we'll get to that later.
Yes.
And probably talk about it a hell of a lot longer than they did.
Wouldn't be hard.
Yeah. I liked Gravik as a villain. He did a good job. He was interesting. It seems like he's one of those up-and-coming actors that's in a lot of stuff now, but I haven't seen him in anything.
Right.
So it's new and interesting. Yeah. But he did a good job.
Yeah, I think I saw he's going to do some sort of Bob Marley type thing in some other movie. And I think he did a great job. Hmm. I did not have a problem with him. I did see someone say there was some overacting in the final episode. I didn't feel like it was overacting. I feel like he's yelling because he's very angry.
When they're at the Skrull Council table, like that was a little bit much, a little hammy, but it's fine.
Yeah, I kind of took that as a, you know, that's just kind of their culture of how you would act as the High General. What is the leader name's called?
I think it's just the general of the Skrulls.
Yeah, but I think he had great like a swagger to him, like a very confidence to him. I thought he did a good job.
And they give him decent enough reason.
Yeah,
like we'll go over it in episode two. But I like that. That's what my problem with this show is. Like the first five episodes were so solid, and like it wasn't like mind blowing. Holy shit, you know, they're really revolutionizing television.
Right.
But it was a fun spy thrillery with aliens thing, and there was, it ticked the boxes for me.
It kind of did for me. I feel like the big event was too big, where you wouldn't not call the Avengers. I feel.
That's fair. But I also like their explaining of why he didn't, being like, this is my fault.
I guess.
And we don't need to, or we shouldn't rely on them all the time for everything.
Like that one, fair.
Yeah.
The first one, it's like, but you're just one dude. If you make a mistake, everyone's screwed.
Well, but it's Fury.
Follow your pride a little bit.
It's Samuel Jackson, so like, he's got this. Even when he's out, he's in.
That's a great line. It's great.
Is it though? But Talos' wife died. And we don't see that either. I kind of wish that had been the opening of the season.
Right. Yeah, that would have been good.
Like, I like the Ross thing, but like that should have been after the credits, I think. And then we should have actually seen Talos' wife die.
Yeah.
Because I think that would give us more emotional hook than anything else we had.
Yeah. Yeah, because there wasn't any. Kind of with the Maria thing, it was kind of an emotional. Like, yeah. It's just because we've known her for so long, and it's like, what the hell? Like, turn green, please. Like, don't actually be you, and she never did. And so I was like, wow, that actually just happened. And other than that, not a lot of emotional stuff.
No, and I mean it's tough with some of this stuff. I mean, in general, with Marvel things, it's like you always have to watch the last thing to get involved in the new thing, oftentimes. Unless you're Guardians, then you just crush it all the time. but, yeah, I mean, it's just, like, if you haven't seen Captain Marvel, I think you wouldn't understand or care about anything that was happening.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Like, and what also struck me as odd is that they showed the flashback to the Captain Marvel stuff at the beginning of episode 2.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Which was like, why wouldn't you show this first? So that we actually, for those that don't know or don't watch everything and catalog it in their brain like we do, like, so they have some context for what's happening here.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because, yeah, I mean, yeah, we saw Talos and his wife and Far From Home, but for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And his wife even less, because we didn't spend any time with her in Captain Marvel until the end.
Yeah, and if you're just a casual watcher, you're not going to remember those
things. You know, I didn't really. Like, it took me a second, but I was like, oh, yeah, and she was Maria Hill in Far From Home. Okay. Right. Oh, no, she's dead. Oh, that sucks. Okay. Like, I get story-wise why that's bad. You know, I'm not that much of a fucking monster, but, like, I don't care as much as I should.
Yeah, because you're not invested. You didn't get reminded to be invested.
Yeah. It'd be different if Talos had died.
Oh, yeah.
And it was his wife that was carrying the torch.
Yeah.
That I could get behind because we spent time with Talos. Like, we get his struggle.
Yeah.
But hers, it's like, well, yeah, she was there too. And in this, you almost discover, like, oh, no, she had more fight, you know, or, you know, more of a hand in this fight than we even realized.
Right.
It's like, well,
show me.
Don't, yeah.
Tell me.
we should know that. And we also see his daughter, Guy, played by Emilia Clarke, who is in the show. She tips him off about the bombs, which is kind of cool. She's kind of playing both sides. When she finds out that her mom died, it kind of snaps her out of this thing. But all of that kind of happens in the first half of the first episode.
Yeah.
So it's like, you weren't that committed to this cause, were you? Because
yeah, it didn't take you much to get out of it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, she died and it was Kravik's fault because he's a piece of shit? Oh, okay, well, I'll help you now. And then the bombs go off and we get a Skrull Fury shooting Hill, which, now that I think about it, is like not... It's a big deal because the character died, but as far as like framing him and now he's the most wanted person, is he though? Like, does it matter that he, quote unquote, was the one that killed her at all until Rhodey kind of threatens him at the end? And even then, it's like, does it matter though? Because no one really cares. And like half the world doesn't even know if he's even alive because he's been in space.
Yeah. And yeah, no, there's so many questions. There's so many things. It's like, and also now we know about the Skrulls. So again, that's another excuse, which is actually the real excuse, not just one you could use.
Does the president know that there are Skrulls or not? Does he understand what they are or not? He gets it at the end.
Yeah.
But like, it seems like at any point. And it's tough because, I mean, obviously that's a scapegoat of like, well, it wasn't me. It was a Skrull me. Duh.
Yeah.
I didn't kill all those people. It's crazy. I wouldn't do that. It was Skrull me. I took care of him, though. You won't see him anymore. Unless I get angry again. But, yeah. This episode's going to make me sad.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Ironically, the second episode is titled Promises. empty hollow ones that just make you regret your life choices.
I mean, actually, now that we're saying that, you know, I mean, his false promises are the same as the ones we got from the showrunners.
Yeah,
they told us one thing and it's not what we got.
No. And I think, now that I think about it, like, again, yeah. I get the hook. Like, oh my God, Ross is a Skrull, aside from the fact that it doesn't matter. Like, oh my God, that's a cool hook.
Yeah.
It got me. In the first episode, but this is the scene that should have been in the beginning of the first episode. Okay. Because we understand now that in 1997, which is 2 years after Captain Marvel, Fury basically promises the Skrulls to help them find a new home. Because at the end of Captain Marvel, as I'm sure we all remember, because it was such a big deal, the Skrulls go off with Captain Marvel, who's the Rudolph in space, leading the way. Yeah. She can't like be in the ship.
No.
That's not cool.
I have these powers. I'm going to use them.
I can glow now using that. Not to rag on Captain Marvel. I love that movie. But apparently Fury in this Chitty Rec Center promised to help the Skrulls find a new home. But in the meantime, he wants the Skrulls to help him, you know, save Earth or protect Earth with their abilities, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
Because, and they show it later, like, the idea of the Skrulls basically made Nick Fury who he is.
Right.
And gave him the position he has. And I was like, that's pretty brilliant.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Like, it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was all for it.
And it shows, like, oh, they've been here since then.
Right.
Like, which is a big deal.
It is.
One would think.
You would, wouldn't you? Yes, you would.
So he also meets Kravik as a child for the first time. He didn't end up finding them a new home, which, like, there were a lot of years between 97 and 2012.
Yeah.
About 15, if we're doing math. Okay. Where he basically just, like, they immediately went to, like, the blip happened and I lost track of shit for whatever.
Right.
It's like, yeah, but there were like 12 years before then.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be one thing. I think what they should have done is been like, they were out in space searching for like a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back in, like, let's say 2009.
Okay.
And then he was helping them in his furious non-way for a couple years. Then the attack on New York happens. Mm-hmm. The Avengers assemble. And shit goes off the chains.
Right.
Then he didn't have time.
Yeah.
But this, it's like, you've been here for 12 years. Like, what you doing?
Yeah. Again, it's tough because they're writing this now and you can't really explain what he's been doing. But you also could.
Yeah.
You could easily just tell us.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's like they didn't care. I don't know.
It's almost like just sloppy timekeeping. It's like when Homecoming says 8 years later when it should have been like 4 or 6.
Right.
Like, no one really... And this is more intentional. Like, this isn't just an idiot with a typo who didn't bother doing math.
Right.
Like, this was... Like, they had to de-age Samuel Jackson for this scene and then set it in this time. It's just like, well, but if you think about it, that still doesn't make sense, other than Fury's a piece of shit. Which is true. But...
Yeah, he does seem to be on the very selfish side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did love Fury and Talos on the train and the Tell Me Something I Don't Know.
Yeah.
That was a really cool exchange.
It was.
And when Talos reveals and Fury finds out that there are a million Skrulls on Earth right now, like, that was a jaw hit the floor moment.
Yeah, it was huge.
Doesn't matter, but it was huge.
It should matter. God damn.
It
really should. Either don't say it or it should matter more.
Yeah. And like I said, it was an amazing moment in the moment.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, doing a critique on the show, it's like, but who cares? Yeah. Like, the only ones we saw were the ones in that bunker, which was like, let's go with 100.
Sure. That's too much, but yeah, yeah, sure.
Just to be nice.
Yeah.
They're talking a million, which is several dozen, tens of hundreds more.
Yeah.
That are on Earth right now. And unless they all have great Wi-Fi and cell connections where they can just stay up, you know, they all have a group Facebook page where they can just, you know, group chat all day, every day.
Speaking of Facebook pages, go ahead and go. No, I'm just kidding.
We're on Marvel Pod. We're on Marvel Potty News. Potty News.
Potty
News. I had a joke, but I decided to move past it. It's what bothers me about this show, and it was my fear all along. It's just like, okay, if they reveal anybody's a Skrull from the MCU, they have to explain the shit out of it.
Yep.
Because it raises way too many questions.
Yeah.
And if they don't do anything about it, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Which, thankfully, I mean, like, the internet did most of the sussing for us when it came to Rhodey, but, like, none of this show mattered.
No.
Or did it? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't. You're right. We don't know. But I have a feeling, no.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
And Secret Invasion is such a huge deal. Like, this should have been a movie.
Right.
Where they showed that Skrulls have been... Like, this is what Captain Marvel 2 should have been, honestly. Instead of the wacky... Like, I'm excited for the Marvels, but, like, how do you not do Secret Invasion?
Yeah. Like, you had them in the first movie.
Yeah.
It's writing itself.
Yeah,
but
very easily. Apparently not. Like, Talos works with Fury and Carol to stop the secret invasion from happening. Great movie. Yeah. I'd watch that all day. I'd be in a much better mood talking about that movie. Even if they stumbled with it a little bit.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, that was solid effort. They made it a movie. It's a thing.
Yeah.
This is a Disney Plus show. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, we've seen at least half a dozen plus examples of how much these shows don't matter.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, because, I mean, they've been good to great.
Yeah.
But they don't matter.
No. There are parts that are, I would say, somewhat important to know about.
Yeah.
But like you said, they don't matter. Like, you don't have to watch it.
Yeah. Even WandaVision, which is a huge deal in hindsight, they brushed over it in 2 seconds because they didn't care enough about their own material to make it a bigger part of that movie.
Yeah.
I like Phase 4. and five. I really do. But moments like this make me go, do I, though? Because they seem like they're all about getting more stuff out.
Yeah.
Than making sure it works.
Which I am all for if it's going to be good.
Yeah.
And important.
Yeah.
Like, not just, oh, we put it out because, hey, we put it out. Mm-hmm. What do you want? What is it? Yeah. Why are you guys complaining?
It has a character with the title that you know and care about. That's all you need, right?
It's very reminiscent of other studios, and it's disappointing.
Nobody wants that. I did like, though, and Fury gets shit on a lot in this series, and rightfully so, but the idea that, you know, he got blipped, they were on their own by themselves for 5 years, then he came back, and then immediately fucked off into space.
Yeah.
Which I wish they'd gone more into that. Like, they kept shitting on him about it, and then we find out he has a wife.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
I mean, technically ish. Who he just kind of abandons whenever he feels like it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and it's like, but they really should have gone into more of why.
Yes. And they touched on it here and there, and they, like, kind of tried to explain things, but it didn't go anywhere. And yeah, they needed, yes, they should have dealt with that more.
Yeah. I liked seeing Maria Hill's mom at the funeral and her wanting answers.
Yeah.
Again, didn't really matter. And then we get Gravik in his slightly hammy attempts at swaying the Skrull Council to join the invasion and make him the Skrull General. Gaia stumbling upon the scientists in the chamber and talking about them trying to find the harvest, which we'll get into later, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
And then we turn to our first shot of Rhodes, and he's essentially covering for Fury for some reason. And then meets up with him to fire him.
Yeah, which is strange.
It was really weird because, like, I mean, we've seen Fury in other things before this, since Civil War. Mm-hmm. He seemed really dickheady in this show.
Rhodey or Fury?
Rhodey.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't trying to hide that he's not really Rhodey anymore.
Right. And which would be fine if he was very recently changed over to be a Skrull.
Or if he had the attitude of, like, we're going to win this anyway, so I don't have to hide as much. Like, even if they find out that I'm actually a Skrull, by the time they do, it's too late and we'll have won.
Yeah.
Which, I still don't fully understand what their plan was to secretly invade. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know why I didn't either. Yeah, this.
Yeah,
because. You are not being a secret at all.
Well, I'm not.
I guess maybe because they're blaming someone else.
Yeah.
Still, that's not how secrets work.
No, and not only that, but, like, their plan evolves into, let's just set the world on fire, and they'll nuke Russia, because they think they're helping us.
Right.
And then the world will, you know, be eating itself, and I guess we'll take over while they're distracted, I guess. But what was the plan before then?
I think it was still that plan, and just the reasoning was different. I think the reasoning before was, hey, it's Russia, just bomb Russia because they're being dicks.
Which now it's,
hey, they're being dicks still, but they're also helping the Skrulls, who are also being dicks.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, we can survive in the radiation, so just.
Yeah, we can play possum, pretend we're dead, and then just swoop in, which I guess makes sense. But then, like, again, what was the plan before that? Because they've already infiltrated plenty of government agencies.
Yeah.
And I haven't read Secret Invasion in a long time. I don't remember what the deal was there, but it was essentially like the Skrulls show up in the comics in Fantastic Four number 2. So it's like one of the first Marvel Age books, because Fantastic Four came before all of them.
Right.
And at the end of that book, because, you know, back then it was campy, dumb, there's 3 Skrulls, they're turned into cows.
Cows like moo?
Yeah, okay. Cows like moo.
Okay.
And are, like, left on a farm to be cows. Okay. And, like,
So weird.
Stand in the 60s. Got to have some kitsch. But since then, Skrulls have been slowly coming to Earth, including the three cows, and turning into, you know, public officials, superheroes, slowly infiltrating big parts of government and whatever, and then they're going to mass invade Earth and take over.
Okay.
Which, cows aside, they kind of do that. But they don't really talk about the idea of, like, we're in a position now in almost every government we can be in to just take over and make them just deal with it because we're the ones in power.
Right.
Like, essentially they could be like, we're the president, governor, emperor, whatever. We're telling you this is okay. Deal with it. And we would have to.
Yeah. Or not even, like, immediately do it, but just slowly, like, start changing things. Like, hey, there are aliens, but they're cool.
Yeah.
We're all good with them.
Yeah.
Like you said, like, there are people in power that can just make the rules.
Yeah, they could they could stage some big event that the Skrulls could be the saviors of.
Yeah.
And be like, these guys are fucking great. Let's let them teach us how to live. They can protect us. I'm writing a better show already. Protect us from all the wacky shit that the Avengers can't do.
Right.
Because they keep, you know, creating killer robots and purple aliens to fuck us up. So let's let these Skrulls protect us.
Yeah.
They did it from the Kree back in the 90s. They're doing it again. Aren't they great? And Fury's the only one that knows that it's wrong. So he's going to stop them.
Yeah.
Good show. I love that show.
I'll never get it.
I don't know. Anywho. So, Guy finds files of DNA that have, like, Cold Obsidian, the Frost Beast from Thor 2, Extremis, Groot, which I thought was pretty cool. Basically, the idea that they've collected, I assumed at that point, like, they'd, especially with the Frost Beast, like, they just collected samples throughout the years.
Yeah.
Probably S.H.I.E.L.D. because they suck. Yeah. And then, you know, the Skrulls got their hands on it.
Right.
Which is kind of true.
Yeah.
But also not. And then we get introduced to Sonya, who interrogates a Skrull by cutting his finger off and injecting him with something that I thought was Extremis, but I don't think it was. Because he didn't glow. He just burned on the insides.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure what that was. I think that's just some other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Gravik has this machine to make Skrulls stronger, which I was super excited for Super Skrulls. Right. That's a thing from the books. The original Super Skrull had all the powers of the Fantastic Four.
Okay.
And he was sectioned off like that, too, like Gravik kind of is at the end.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, by the end, it does look like the classic comic book Super Skrull, given the fact that we don't have the Fantastic Four yet.
Right.
Like, it's as close as we're going to get, and I was okay with it.
Okay.
But, you know.
I really enjoyed Sonya, by the way. I did too,
but who is she and why? Why?
I think she's... To what I gathered is she's the Nick Fury of the MI6.
Yeah, but... I thought that too, but I kind of kept feeling like she needed to be more important. And then by the end, she tells Gaia, protect both our people, or something to that effect.
Yeah, I did notice that in your notes. And you're thinking it's not just the Skrulls and the humans. You think it's the Skrulls and another alien race? Or you just don't care? Okay, I mean,
I don't know.
Who knows? You're right. At this point,
in classic Secret Invasion finale, I don't know.
Yeah.
They didn't bother to explain it.
I just I'd assumed like to it think was so. Humans. Yeah. Like, hey, you know, I'm essentially, hey, I'm the new Nick Fury. Let's work out this deal like he tried, but I'm just going to be straight up with you. I'm only here so that you'll protect us, and I'll try to protect you.
That's a much, I mean, obviously a better, you know, line than that, but that's a much better explanation than what we got.
Because they didn't give us anything?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they should have said, is Fury left again. So,
yeah.
I'll do what he couldn't, and I'll actually help you.
Yeah.
As the Nick Fury of Russia, or England, or whatever the fuck she was. Yeah.
Yeah, but she did seem more mysterious. Like she is into more. But yeah. So did Nick Fury, though. You know, it was like, yeah, you're more than just working for some government agency. Like,
yeah, which, I mean, technically speaking, they never really went, you know, much into that either. But let's just quit while we're behind. Yeah, I can deal with that. My problem, I guess, given who I am, people ask me questions all the time, like, who is this? What are they? What's that about? And I don't. I watched the same episode you did. Like, I have theories, but that doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
And just because it happened in the book doesn't mean it's going to happen in the show, clearly. So I was like, and so I start kind of puzzling, like, oh, maybe I was pulling a WandaVision of, like, is it Mephisto? And I was like, is it?
Oh, really? I totally forgot about that. Why not, right?
And I was like, well, maybe she's Kree.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, because, I mean, they're not all blue, Jude Law. Yeah. So, like, she could be Kree, and that's why she wants to find the Skrulls.
Right.
But then she wouldn't help Gaia.
Or would she? Because they were just talking about how they're ready for peace talks.
Where the fuck did that come from, by the way?
I can't.
Well, I have so much to rip apart on this finale.
I know.
I just want to get there. Yeah, and then Fury has a Skrull wife, which is pretty crazy. It makes,
For that, I think what would have been a better story is that Nick Fury had no idea. Because he's sitting there. Just learned that there's millions of them. Like, what?
Yeah.
And then we find out Nick Fury's married to one and he doesn't even know it.
Yeah.
That would have been mind-blowing. Yeah. Like, if they could have had the same scenes, but just always have her in her human form. Because
she was.
Yeah, exactly. And then a big, huge reveal that, what, my own wife was a Skrull? Like, that would have been
great. And it could have still been the same character.
Yes.
From the meeting and the town hall meeting thing.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't have known that it was her.
Yes.
Instead, it was, I'm pretending to be someone I'm not for you. And I'm kind of sick of it, but I'm not at the same time. Because what would have made that point clear is if she just started walking around as herself.
Yeah.
But that wasn't really the point either. Because, I mean...
What was the point of her being Nick Fury's wife?
Not much. I mean, she was someone who was really close to him, kind of, when he decided he wanted to, you know, be home with her.
Right.
And that she was kind of working for Gravik.
Right.
Technically. So they could have... And it was a cool scene of them, you know, shooting at each other. Like, that was great.
At the table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. Who cares? Like, you mean nothing. And I don't mean that in a hurtful way. You know, it's like, you kind of mean nothing at this point.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, wow, he had a wife this whole time.
Even at the end, she's like, I'm going to come help you. I got to get back to work for my important business. What is that business? Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah, what
is
do
the
you
thing
do?
That you're doing? But you know what I feel? Episode 3 title, Betrayed.
Trade for sure.
We get Gravik name dropping Super Skrulls, which is pretty cool. Fury's wife, like I said, was helping Gravik. The parlay at the museum was cool between Gravik and Talos. We saw it in the trailers, but still having everyone in the museum turn into Gravik was really cool.
It was very cool.
And
you know they talked about it.
Yeah.
That would have been funny just to see it behind the scenes.
Yeah, what
like,
we're going to do.
Okay, guys.
We're all going to turn into me. This is going to be so fucking bad.
Guys, listen.
This is going to be metal.
Just think about, imagine this. Okay. He gets up, tries to get all tough, and we all change into me. Not Skrull me.
No, because I, as proud as I am to be a Skrull, I'm only going to be a Skrull at the end.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
No one's going to see me because we're all me or Skrull.
Yeah.
Whatever. It looked cool.
It did really look cool. And we saw the reveal that he's given himself Extremis because he gets stabbed in the hand and it heals itself, which is pretty cool.
It is.
We already talked about Fury using Talos and the Skrulls to rise the ranks, but it was still pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this launch happening.
Yeah.
And watching it again, I was like, what was the setup for this?
Yeah.
And why does this matter? It's like it's a pseudo finale in the middle of the season of like, there's another bomb that's going to go off. And this guy, you know, that fucking guy has the code word to get it taken care of. Better get to, and his name was Bob.
Yeah.
Which is
just poor writing, man. Like,
look at the big brain on Brad. That's what it made me think of. But I did like the idea of Guy going to his real Bob's pod and getting the memory of what the launch code was.
Yeah, that was clever.
But it was such a... in a season full of needed time, this was a thing back on it. Bit of a waste. Because, yeah, and then Gaia, you know, she's got the code and gets the F out of H, but Gravik is there waiting for her, I guess, because he knew or something.
Yeah.
And shoots her, but it didn't matter because she, of course, had the foresight to give herself Extremis.
Yeah.
Because he did it. Why shouldn't I?
Yeah. He ain't a dummy.
Stupid dick.
She ain't a dummy.
That's right. She's the Dragon Queen. And so she, spoilers for next episode, heals after that. And then Priscilla gets her safety deposit gun and is going to meet up with Rhodey, who's a Skrull.
What?
Even though he's been acting like one since the second this show started.
Yeah.
Twist.
He was, and I just thought, why is he acting like so weird?
Yeah.
I didn't think he was a Skrull right away.
I didn't either, but it was like he, especially, like he was too much of a dick at the restaurant.
Right.
And I was just like, this is odd, even for Don Cheadle's Rhodey to just kind of like flex a muscle.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm tired of dealing with your shit, and I have to protect the country, not just my buddy.
Yeah.
Which they kind of do, but, like, he's a bit too full of himself when he's firing him.
He is. Yeah. And you would think Fury would notice that more and point it out. Because since he didn't, it's almost like we're made to believe, like, oh, he's just like this. And it's like, but he's we've never seen him like this.
No.
Like, Nick Fury not reacting to it doesn't make us think, oh, he's always like this. It was so weird.
But that's the end of episode 3.
that's all.
Yeah. Episode 4, Beloved. So Priscilla meets with Rhodey at the church and is supposed to kill Fury, which is kind of cool. And I do love their scene at the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the beginning, we get that reading of the Beloved poem, and then we get it, you know, in this, which I do like the idea of this poem and the actual meaning, if you think about it, of like, this isn't the life you wanted and thought you'd have for yourself, but this is what it is. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Basically. And the point of the scene is they are, in their way, happy.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, they love each other. They don't, you know, they're not great at it, but... Who is, and you know, at the end of the day, they shot the wall instead of themselves.
Yeah.
Or each other.
Right. Themselves. Yes. Each other. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm still just going back to, like, why does she need to be his wife? Like, nobody knew about it. It was just their secret, and they didn't seem like they were that in love.
Yeah.
You know, like, they were like, yeah, I do care for you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Not like,
you're swell.
We need to get married in secret just for us because I just love you that much.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who are you doing this for? Because you're not telling anyone.
Yeah. I mean, it did make me think of the Winter Soldier line. My wife kicked me out.
Oh.
And it's like, and Steve's like, didn't know you were married.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, he was married.
Yeah.
At that time.
He was. Yeah.
So... Okay, huh. That's kind of cool. I'll watch that scene and go, huh, he did have a wife.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter much. It's just, no. That is all that will be changed.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's essentially like last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye.
Right.
I held the cat too close to my face and he scratched me.
Yeah.
But, you know. Yeah, and then we get the weird exchange because at this point, like, Fury heard the kill order from Rhodey in the church, and so he knows for sure that Rhodey's a Skrull, even though he probably just suspected it before.
Right.
So he slips Rhodey a liquid location tracker, which was kind of cool, but doesn't matter. Because, like, I guess kind of, because they were able to find where the motorcade was.
Okay.
I guess. They don't say that, but that just occurred to me. that's why they were there.
Yeah.
Because this was one of the 38-minute episodes.
Right.
Which I didn't feel as much, but...
Wasn't he following pretty, like, from the get-go?
Probably.
And all the explosions probably wouldn't be hard to find?
Wouldn't think. Okay. I mean...
But yeah, you're right. I mean, it probably helps. As soon
as he knows Rhodey's a Skrull, like, Rhodey's probably trying to get closer to the president, so let's just do that.
Which, and that's another question. I don't know if you want to bring it up now or not, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
How did he get this position where he is, like, he has the president's ear?
Yeah, he's basically the vice president.
Yeah.
Or the secretary, or the, what's his name? Chief of staff.
Yeah, when did this happen? It was like, I guess, did I miss something? Because, like, he is right there telling the president exactly what to do and say.
Yeah, and the president's like, okay.
Yeah, he's like, hey, whatever. Hey, whatever you say, boss.
Yeah.
I gotcha. I was like, when did this happen? What did I miss? I know there's not a lot to these episodes, but did I miss one single line of, oh, yeah, just started a new job, so-and-so? Okay, so I didn't miss anything, right?
Not that I'm aware of. Great. I'd have to watch Falcon Winter Soldier again to see if his position changed.
Yeah, okay, sure.
But...
Could have.
I don't know.
Feel like not, but yeah, could have.
But Gravik does... attack the motorcade. We get our first hints, more so than the Extremis hand, of Super Skrullery with the group powers, which are really cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Talos, who's trying to free the president and help out, gets killed.
Yeah, and I wish the president would have saw that Talos, a Skrull, helped him. I guess it wouldn't.
But that would ruin the big twist at the end of the season, Jeremy.
As I was saying, I remembered the big twist.
Yeah, that doesn't really have a setup or any means of anything.
Annoying.
But we get to episode 5, Harvest, and that's where Fear gets the president to the hospital, tries whispering in his ear, like, don't trust Rhodey, he's a piece of shit, but it doesn't matter because he's unconscious. Excuse me. And some of the Skrulls are finally like, hey, Gravik, you suck. This is not what we signed up for, even though it is, so we're going to turn on you. Yeah, Gravik's not having any of it.
I mean, that was a pretty intense little fight there. Like, it was, mm-hmm. It was like, dang, I didn't know they had that many of them, and just the way they did it, like throwing the bag over his head was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool, but also, you guys didn't know he's that much stronger than you? Maybe you weren't there. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. But I mean,
it was a cool fight. I was impressed with it.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, when he like groots him, you know, when he's up on that pedestal thing and he just like chokes that one guy.
Yeah,
that was pretty metal. But, and I do like, and it's what made me realize, oh, he hasn't been a Skrull throughout this entire season, or shown that he's a Skrull. When he actually turns into a Skrull form, when he's getting pissed at everybody, I was like, why aren't you this way all the time?
Yeah. Especially here.
Yeah.
Because it's not like...
You're so proud.
Yeah.
You'd be like, this is not my real face. I don't like doing this. I'm only doing it to get in.
Yeah.
This is who we are. We should be able to walk around as we are.
Yep.
Point of the show.
Yep. And I know it's because it's easier for the actor to not... But
yeah, and special effects.
The story is more important.
Yeah.
Yes,
not this time, buddy.
Same thing.
Not this time. I didn't think it until this scene,
right,
when he turned into a Skrull and he got pissed, and I was just like, "Why haven't you been this way the whole time?"
Yeah, because some are, some aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can have, you don't have to have the makeup look as good or the CGI look as good if they're in the background. But it's like, why wouldn't they all be one way or the other? Why would they be mixed?
Hmm.
There's no answer.
Well, I mean, they kind of say, like, in one of the episodes when they're talking about when they were first kind of setting things up, it was like, some of you are going to be deep undercover. And you're going to be people. And maybe this is the reason.
Okay.
But you're going to be in your human form for good.
Right.
Because the longer they're in that form, the more they can fake it.
Right.
They keep the memories, and they're just in it all the time.
That's a good argument. I would take that.
And they do say that. So that's not something that I'm making up to make the show better. Okay. So that could be, but Gravik isn't in a position of anywhere where he needs to do that.
Right.
He's always operating in the shadows. He just pops in, does whatever, and fucks off.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't need to be human all the time.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't need to keep that cover.
Yeah. Whereas the people infiltrating do.
Yeah.
Which is clever and makes sense and is a good way to save on budget so you don't have to make up, 50 different people with scrolls all the time.
Right.
Like, I get it. The burial was cool with Guy and Priscilla.
Yeah.
The attack in the house was cool, and the idea of, like, this is the place I love. Like, I'm going to stand my ground here. I'm not going to go running.
Yeah.
Like, that was all nice.
And those, like, backpack, bulletproof vest things were very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, those are pretty cool.
Yeah. I liked most all of this show until when we get to 6, which is happening very soon. I like seeing the Black Widow guy.
Black Widow guy.
The guy that got Fury the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's right. That's where I remembered him from.
Yeah.
I knew he looked familiar. I was like, maybe it was earlier in the season.
No. He's the guy from Black Widow that got her the planes.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay. Yeah. That's good.
And then Sonya and Fury retrieved the harvest from one of many of his grave sites, which I did like the idea that there's multiple. I think it would have been cool to see the Winter Soldier one. Personally,
oh, yeah. I do too.
But fine.
Like, yeah.
They explained it away and it's cool.
Yeah, and that one's not in as secretive looking area as this one.
Yeah.
And I do like that they had the same quote,
mm-hmm.
his quote from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he doesn't really have another big quote, but that also would have been kind of cool. Like,
these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Oh, that would have hurt.
But we do find out that Skrulls were essentially sent in. After the Battle of Earth, which is Endgame,
mm-hmm.
to collect DNA samples of every hero because Fury sucks.
Yeah.
And doesn't think, this could go badly.
Yeah.
That's such a Fury thing, and the fact that it bit him in the ass is what would make this show work, and for the most part does.
Okay, that's fair. I was just going to ask, like, what would be his reasoning for it? In
plot device?
Yeah. Yes. But also, I think you're right. Fury would... He was probably thinking, like, there is some way that this could be used. Like, maybe if we lose someone, we can have a Skrull take its place in some way.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, I didn't think... Well, no, but he didn't know about the super machine.
That's true. He didn't. Maybe he thought one could be made.
I don't know. I don't know what his rationale for getting the DNA was. Maybe to take him down one day. I mean, like... To talk about the distinguished competition, Batman has a contingency plan to take out the Justice League.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, these are the... I don't know why he would do it this much later. I think they could have just as easily said he's been collecting this stuff for the last decade. Since all these superpower people have been popping up, he's been collecting DNA whenever he could.
Right.
And he got the most at the Battle of Earth because everybody on the planet was there.
Right.
But, anyway, episode 6. We're finally home. And believe me, this one will go quick. So, Fury says goodbye to Priscilla, then heads to New Skrullos, and Rhodey pushes for an attack on Russia and New Skrullos, because he sucks. And it's, like we said before, it's essentially, he wants the world, Gravik wants the world lit on fire
mm-hmm.
for the reasons of why he wants it lit on fire.
I just think that the reason is, hey, if we just kill everything not us on Earth, then we can just take it.
Yeah.
Which and is it, fine. But it's fine, but it's also like, you also have a million of you, and you're much stronger, and you can disguise yourself into anyone.
Yeah.
Or apparently anything, cows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck growing things. I guess they were growing things. They're Skrullos planet food.
Yeah, somehow.
Whatever. What do I know? I'm not a much. Genius.
So, quote unquote, Fury and Gravik have words, which I liked that scene. I did.
I did too, but I liked it when I thought it was Fury.
Well, sure. Because, I mean, he's coughing and shit, and you go, okay, well, yeah. He might die and stuff. And so Gravik killed for Fury, and Fury failed him. The idea that the face that Gravik has is the first person he killed, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But
I also want to know, why did Fury have this person killed? Like,
that's what's a decent the story question. On that? Sure, it's fine. He was probably just a jerk.
Sure, but I mean, I feel like it could be interesting. I don't know. I guess I'm just curious.
It doesn't matter.
No, essentially.
But Gravik becomes a Truon Super Skrull using the Harvest to get the powers of every hero, but Fury is Gaia, and so does Gaia. And now Gaia is essentially the most powerful being in the MCU.
Yeah.
Which is something else I didn't think about as the most important part of this show. She has the powers of everybody.
Everybody.
Including the most powerful Avenger, Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Huge deal.
But it doesn't matter.
No, we just pass right over it. Don't worry about this.
I did like their fight, though. I do feel like Gravik kind of became a... And even Gaia, just like they didn't talk much.
Yeah.
And it's like my Iron Man 2 problem. Like, speak. Give me some motivation. Like, I get why you're fighting.
Right.
But draw me in. Make me care.
Right.
Bring in the, you did this to my fan. And she does say, you know, watching it again yesterday, I was like, you know, you killed my mom. You killed my dad. I'm going to kill you because you suck. But Gravik was just like, I'm the Hulk now.
Yeah.
So, just why, deal with it.
Yeah, why did he care to fight? Like, he wanted to kill Fury. I got that. But then when you find out it was Gaia, it's like, why are you still really sticking around?
I would say it's more because she was fighting him.
All
right. And, like, I mean, she's literally the only thing that could stop him.
Okay. That's a good reason.
Yeah.
I will take that one.
I know it's hard because they didn't say it, but... What he should have said is, I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to kill all of humanity.
Right.
But whatever, it's fine.
I do want to point out, I agree, the Drax arm on Emilia Clarke looked stupid.
Yeah. The first time I saw it, I was like, what is that?
Yeah,
and then I watched the end, I was like, oh,
yeah,
it's Drax.
Like, why is your arm so big but so small?
Like, it's bigger than your arm should be, but it's not. It's also shorter.
I think it's the shorter and the thin wrist that really just was like, what?
That's strange.
It was so weird.
But it was, and it had a pretty satisfying ending, and she punches him through the chest, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what happens in the last 10 minutes. So the Rhodey we've been following the entire time is revealed to be a Skrull. So the attack on Russia is aborted by the president. Then Gaia releases all the human captives. And this is where things get muddy. So the human captives include Ross and Rhodes, which is seemingly from post-Civil War because he's in the hospital gown and he's having trouble walking. Could also be because he's been in the thing for many years, but it's been pointed out on the internet that it's the same kind of hospital gown that he had on in Civil War.
It's just white?
It's blue with like a white collar. But at any rate, I mean, he was in a hospital gown, which he hasn't been in since Civil War, and he was having trouble walking, which he was just injured and had his thing from Civil War.
Okay. Now let's pause real quick, and I got some questions on this.
Okay.
So he had to have essentially robotic leg things built so he could walk, right? Mm-hmm. So how was this Rhodey without those walking at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he was being helped.
Yeah, but I feel like he had no feeling in his legs. Like, he'd lost the ability to use them.
Right.
So that is just what I thought.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Anywho, so the president calls for death to all aliens, though.
Hold on, before we get, I just go back to this first part here of they had to show that Rhodey was a Skrull, and they took forever to shoot him. Why? Just get in there, shoot him, done. Hey, look, he's a Skrull.
You know, well, that's like, they do that in episode 5.
Did they?
Yeah, when Fury's at the hospital. And Rhodey shows up to be like, I'm taking over, even though and he even says behind all of the soldiers, tell Gravik yourself, because I'm a Skrull, and no one really pays attention. But Rhodey's all like, yeah, go ahead and shoot me and see what happens. It's like, well, what's going to happen is they're going to see that you're a Skrull, and Fury was right, and this is pretty much going to be over.
Yeah.
That's likely what's going to happen. I'm going to shoot you. Your blood, if nothing else, even if you don't die and change back, your blood's going to be purple.
Yeah.
So I think I'll be pretty vindicated.
Yeah. But yeah, we had to wait until it was the countdown and all this. It was getting so close to the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just shoot him. Even, not even kill him.
Yeah.
Just shoot him. Like you said, your blood will be purple.
Mm-hmm.
It is not normal.
Yeah. But the headshot was pretty cool. So yeah. Anyway, the president wants death to all aliens because of the reasons that he has that big life twist. But Fury's leaving again. So it doesn't matter. That's fine. But Sonya tracks down Gaia for other reasons so they can, together, they'll make the planet safe for both their races. I put for whoever they are because yeah. I'm not 100% that Sonya is human, but let's just say that you're right.
Sure.
And she's trying to be the new Fury. It's hard to say because we don't know.
And where will that come back again? Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. So there's even more people that are held captive by Skrulls, though. Big old basement full of them. Bunch of pods, all sorts of them.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It doesn't matter. So because the president called for basically a hit on all aliens, people are just assassinating other people. Some are Skrulls.
Yeah.
Some just normal people that other people don't like.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, I thought they were a Skrull. Okay.
No, jail. And I am glad that there was at least one that wasn't a Skrull.
I do too. That was a nice touch. And it was a brutal scene.
It was.
Like, if it wasn't for the fact that this episode was ending, I was like, oh, so this is what this is going to be about for the rest of the next, you know, 20-something minutes is people were turning on each other. Because now Skrulls are revealed. People think other people are Skrulls and they're not, or some are.
Yeah.
And it's bad. Like when the Shooter McGavin was killed on air. Like, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is Shooter McGavin.
And then they show that rando that got killed. And it was like, oh, that's cool in its way. Because, like, people think that it's a Skrull and it's just a person that they don't like.
Yeah, and it shows that, hey, you're an idiot for making this declaration.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. We're going to move on. And Priscilla, who is Vara, joins Fury to go up into space. Because the Kree are now open to peace talks, apparently, for some other reasons that we haven't heard about the entire season. But it's happening.
Yep. No idea why.
But Vara will help him get started. Because of her special skills that she has that we don't know about.
Nope.
But she's got to get back to Earth to do her own work. Whatever that is, for other reasons. But they do love each other. And love her as a Skrull. She turned into a Skrull. So they kiss and get on the ship. And then it's over. And there's not even a post-credits scene.
I know. That. What? There has been on all of them, right?
I think so.
I do too.
And of all the shows to not do one.
I know. This. Where you have so many questions at the end. Yeah, like you're right. What is this other thing you have? Like, what, did you really get a job and you're just taking a couple weeks off and you got to go back to, I don't know, running some company or HR department? It's like, what? Where? What other job? We haven't heard of anything.
And it's, yeah.
just a lot of questions unanswered. And it's like, why are you even showing us these questions that you're not even going to answer?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to show us this stuff.
Yeah.
So why are you? I don't know.
I don't either. Because it's frustrating because, like I said, the episode is 38 minutes long.
Right.
With credits and multiple language credits, which is fine. But, like, that's 5 extra minutes. So really, this was, like, 30-something minutes long.
Yeah.
32. Because there's also the recap at the beginning.
Right.
So, like, 30 minutes. And it could have been an hour. It could have been an hour and a half.
It should have been. Not could have been. It should have been.
Yeah. When I initially talked, I was like, this needed to be 10 extra minutes. And watching it again last night, I was like, this needed to be 20 minutes longer. And had stuff cut out.
Yeah.
So they could expand on the other stuff that it needed to talk about.
Right.
Like, I don't get it.
I don't either. Like
it's
I
such
said,
a was, weird choice.
Yeah, it was such a disappointment. I know there were a bunch of reshoots, and I think they had a different show writer come in last minute, and he's the one that did a bunch of reshoots, and it's like, okay, but still, like, how could you not put out something better than this?
Yeah, because, I mean, even Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness had some issues, but, like, they got their shit together.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a great movie, but it's solid and it makes sense. This, and what it also is irritating, like, they did the entire season pretty damn well. Six, they dropped the ball. Like, you had 5 weeks plus shooting this
right.
of the first 5 episodes before you get to six and go, you know, none of this makes sense. We're teeing up a lot of shit in the last, I don't know, 5 pages of the script that doesn't matter and doesn't resolve anything.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I expect more from Marvel.
Yes.
Especially at this point.
Yeah. And I don't feel like they're putting out too much too quick until now.
Mm-hmm.
This one really feels like, okay, maybe you rushed yourself too much because you finished this terribly.
Because, I mean, after COVID, they were sitting on like 2 years of releases. So we got, you know, WandaVision, Falcon, Winter Soldier, Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternal, Spider-Man, and probably something else I don't remember in 6 months.
Right.
Lucky. Like, it was nuts. That excuse is over.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get that anymore because that stuff, for the most part, was really good and worked, and we're past that now.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had time to really work on this, and this is what you've decided to do.
Right.
I don't understand.
I don't either. I don't get it. I just wish that we had an answer of when these questions would be answered.
Yeah.
Like, that would make it better. It'd still be annoying. Like, oh, great, we have to wait.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of questions
here. Well, that's also stupid. Like, they're back in the Marvels.
Right.
The answer should come in November.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's not going to because they're dealing with something else.
Yeah.
It's the Kree and this power swap thing, which sounds fine. You know, it sounded great until this. And now I'm going, why isn't this the actual Secret Invasion?
Yeah.
Like, this show should have teed up Secret Invasion. And then the movie should have been the actual invasion. Like, Gravik should have been the underling trying to get it done. And then some higher echelon Skrull should have been like, okay, now we're really going to invade. Nope.
Yeah. This show should have been called Fury.
Yeah.
Or I think that would have worked.
Yeah.
It was surrounded around him and the decisions he's made that is causing all this. And then have a Secret Invasion movie?
Huh.
Way better.
Yeah. Even if it had ended exactly the way it did.
But we knew there was a movie
coming? Yeah, but we knew that Captain Marvel 2 was Secret Invasion. I would have been like, okay, you still fucked up the ending.
Yeah.
But you're going to get there.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a pass.
For sure.
For now.
Yeah.
Till November when you have to follow through.
Yeah.
But you're not going to.
No.
They're going to be dealing with the Kree. And what Carol did back in the 90s to the Kree, which we still don't know what she did.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's irritating, because I am such a booster for this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And this is the first time where it's like, yeah, I don't have a defense. Like, I usually have a decent comeback. Like, I like Eternals, okay? But this time, I'm just like, yeah, they had it. All they had to do was sink the landing.
Yeah. Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. And it's rough.
Yeah. It's disappointing. Yeah. It is. I was hoping for a lot more.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
Yeah. On to the next thing.
Yeah.
You know what the next thing is, Jeremy?
I actually was just looking it up and I know, but I don't know what we're doing.
Exactly. Because we just turned, and we're actually wrong because this will actually be the actual 100th episode. I don't know how we miscounted, but
this will be the 100th?
Mm-hmm. Because, oh no. No, okay, here's why. So, I was just looking at, it says we have 100 episodes right now. This would be 101. But, one of them is our intro episode, which doesn't count. And one of them is a episode that we put on our station for another show.
Yes.
So technically, this is our 99th episode, and our next episode is episode 100.
Yes.
What?
I know. Very exciting.
What are we going to do about it? I don't know. Probably not, not much, but we're going to, you know, we're not reviewing anything. We're not it'll probably be some dumb list, but, you know, we'll think of something, sure.
Yeah, we still have to think of something. So I guess the exciting part is, like you said, it is the 100th episode.
Yeah, which is crazy. You
know, yeah, not a lot of podcasts. Well, I don't, these days maybe, but.
Yeah, a lot of them do, but, you know, we have, again, which is nice.
It is. It's so exciting. It's a milestone.
Yeah. So we're going to celebrate it. We did it on Pod and Gore, and that was a lot of fun. I don't know if we'll have testimonials like we did with Pod and Gore, but we're going to at least, I don't know. After this, honestly, I want like a Marvel highlight reel. Like, we're going to focus on the good.
Okay.
Something positive. Something Marvel affirming.
Yes.
Whatever that may be. So stick around for that next episode.
That's right.
When that hits.
Yeah, but until then, if you guys want to reach out to us, go to the website, wearemarvelpod.com. You can email us, wearemarvelpod@gmail.com. Find us on social media, at wearemarvelpod on everything. And while you're on our website, go check out our merchandise page. And you can go on there, you can look at a design that you like, and then you can make it into a shirt, a mug, a pillow, stickers, whatever you want. It'd be awesome to see who has any of that stuff out there. So if you do, reach out.
For sure. And you just made me remember, I was going to shamelessly plug myself.
Oh.
So I've been working on a little thing with a friend of mine. And technically speaking, it is part of the We Are family.
Yeah.
And it is called We Are Toys. Right now, it's just an Instagram page and a Facebook page. There's also an eBay store, and I'm slowly, slowly working on getting Etsy figured out, and I'm going to sell cool shirts and stuff on there once I can get that done.
Nice.
But there is an Instagram and a Facebook. If we remember, we'll put it in the descriptions.
Yeah.
But, you know, my friend Patrick and I, we celebrate our love of toys. We post pictures of our own personal collections. On the Facebook page, I put news items of toy releases and other cool announcements like that. So if you could please, while you're on Facebook, follow on our page already.
Yeah, obviously.
Know, obviously. Head on over to We Are Toys as well. And Instagram if you don't do Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if both, because both is great.
There you go. If you're a big fan of toys, yeah, that's definitely the place to go. So definitely check it out.
Yeah.
That's all we got for this week, Justin.
That's it.
So until next time, thank you all for listening. We absolutely are very happy that you've listened to 99 plus of these. 99 for sure. Of us and one other thing in an intro. But yes, anyways, we're excited for 100 next episode. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Until then, though, I've been Jeremy.
And I've been Justin.
Bye.
Bye.